Is this David Coverdale?
Good morning, Big Daddy.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, and you, sir, and you. Thank you for having me on this beautiful spring day. Hope you're having good weather there. And Sioux City, home of Tommy Bolin.
Oh,
man. Beautiful, beautiful musicians I was gifted with working with.
I'm glad you brought up Tommy Bolin, because you are talking to Sioux City, Iowa, and the listeners out there. And Tommy Bolin, of course, in Deep Purple. I wanted to ask you this. I heard that you were very instrumental and very insistent about getting Tommy Bolin in the band. Is that true?
Well, absolutely. I hadn't heard him in the James Gang, but I'd heard him on Alphonse Moon's Mind Transplant, but predominantly Billy Cobham, drummer's album Spectrum, where he was playing with Jan Hammer. And I thought it was the most inventive guitar I'd heard since Jeff Beck. So when Richie Blackmore asked me to go with him to form what would become a group called Rainbow, and I adore Richie, and thankfully we kissed and made up after 30 years of animosity, but it's really difficult. The band never ever made me feel like I was replacing Ian Gillan. I was like, I just joined this great band. And that's the whole philosophy we have with Tommy. When we sat down to talk guitar players, the first name I had on my list was Jeff Beck. The second name was Rory Gallagher. I'm not sure if you know that one.
I do.
An Irish guitar player, blues player. And the third name was this hot guitarist that I didn't even know what he looked like, just the guitar playing of Tommy Bolin. So immediately John Lord and Ian Pay said, oh my God, after Richie, Jeff Beck would be like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Can't see Rory being part of this, you know. Who's this Tommy Bolin? So I went up to my hotel room, brought one of those boom boxes down, and of course, Ian Pace, amazing drummer himself, was just blown away hearing Billy Cobham. And of course, I said, there's the guitar player. It's funny, actually, because some of the licks, when I was hanging with Tommy months later, some of the licks were actually Jan Hammer playing a Moog synthesizer like a guitar player would. Very gifted. We lost him way too early. Way too early. He lived down the road from me. We had people looking everywhere for us. And he lived down the road from me in Malibu in California.
So, David, what's it going to take to get you to come to Sioux City, Iowa for the Tommy Bolin Festival that they do every August? I think it would be so cool to get Coverdale in here, man.
All the time. I'm usually on the road, Daddy, you know.
I know.
Summertime in Europe is pretty much my touring time. I've been very, very fortunate that I can pick and choose and stuff when I work. But of course, it's my favorite thing in the music business is stand before an audience and perform. And the fact that I'm blessed at this time in my life to be able to do that for this year was just amazing. I would have been working and finishing off with Sammy Hagar, as you probably know, in September, October. But I ended up in Australia this year and popped both my hernias pretty savagely. So I can't strain myself. I certainly can't sing Whitesnake songs in concert for sure at this moment in time. But I've been unable to attend that, you know. But, I'm there energetically, spiritually, and I listen to Tommy a lot. His first two solo albums. Teaser, I was in the studio with him, and then Private Eyes, just beautiful records, a beautiful, talented, troubled soul.
I was so happy to know that I was going to be talking to you, because I was going to ask you about these Tommy Bolin things, because nobody would know better than you. But, you know, I was turned on to you, David, when you were doing Deep Purple back. I think Burn's the best song that Deep Purple ever came out with, and they came out with a lot of good ones, man. I love that album.
It was a collective sigh of relief when we hit the top five on both sides of the Atlantic. That was funny.
But you're here today to talk about your, you got a couple of Whitesnake projects, because after you left Deep Purple, obviously getting Whitesnake going. I cannot believe that it's been 35 years since we were first to hear Slide It In. It's been 35. Oh, man. That's a great album, too, man.
I actually got my vinyl. vinyl last night from Amazon a month later. They sold out the whole thing the day of release. It was even the singer couldn't get his own album. Very sexy, and I'm cool with it. If you're a vinyl fan, you're going to be blown away by the sound. Number one, you're playing a long player at 45 RPM, and I swear to God, it's loud, it's clear, it's very, very sexy. It's the new way of doing vinyl. And then early 2021, we have Whitesnake, the blues album, which is like those big blues epics, blues rock epics that do like Slow and Easy and Crying in the Rain. And everything is remixed and remastered. And I got to tell you, as an artist, I couldn't be happier. Everybody's watching Netflix, so there's enough eye candy going around. But Whitesnake is ear candy, and that's what, you know, we felt it'd be good. You're never alone with a Whitesnake album.
Well, I've seen some of your videos, and they can be eye candy as well.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. You know, a fresh coat of paint, bro. Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
I wish I had more time to talk to you, and but I wish you well on your new...
Another time, my friend. I will try to do a Tommy Bolin thing. I work very closely, as you can see. Tommy and I wrote most of the music together. Vastly superior to the original, I feel.
Well, let me have my people contact your people and give us a good price. And I'd love to see David Coverdale at the Tommy.
You got a deal, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Sorry the signal hasn't been great.
Yeah, that's all right, man. You take care. Keep rocking, my friend.
Stay safe and well.